Did you guys hear that Old Testament lesson? Do you remember how it started out? You don't remember? This is like the coolest Old Testament lesson there is. It starts out with a great word. You ready? Does anybody in the out there even remember what it started with? Let's hear it.
Ho!
Oh, you sound like Lutherans. Let's try it again.
Ho!
Oh, with feeling. Ho! Let's hear the kids. Ready? Ho! Oh, for goodness sake. You have been in the pew way too long. You've been well trained to be quiet in church. Oh, the prophet's not looking for us to be quiet. He's looking at everybody and he says, ho! Listen up, dudes! You gotta listen to me! Ho! I mean, I can see him out there waving flags, trying to get everybody's attention. Ho, dudes! Come, all who are thirsty, and drink, and eat, and get milk. It's a party.
No, it's not a person.
No, it's not that. Ho, he's trying to call everybody in. So that you can hear about God.
And he wants
us to listen to God. And so he calls out in that weird way, ho, he says, listen up. Are you thirsty? This is where he gets into the salesman thing. It's pretty cool. Y'all thirsty? Do I have a deal for you? You ever been really thirsty? You ever been out playing outside all day? Been really, really thirsty? Never? You know when I get thirsty? It's the weirdest thing. When I go swim in the ocean, I swim and I swim and I swim and I get out and I am just parched. Thirsty, so thirsty. Isn't that weird? You're in water for an hour. You're surrounded by water and you're swimming around and you come out and you're thirsty. And you know what I want? Do you know what I want more than anything? You think I want, like, Coca-Cola? Yes, Reed says, yeah, dude. Do you think I want grape juice? Not really. This is what I want. And this is what the prophet says we get. Listen to that. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Guy's thirsty. Yeah. Too bad. I wish you'd have brought some water. This is really good. I can't tell you how good this is. It's gooder than juice. Or if we were speaking proper English, we would say that it's better than juice. And it is. Well, you see, if I kept this all for myself, you'd be pretty jealous, wouldn't you? Because you're getting kind of thirsty and you're thinking, he's going to preach for another hour. But you know, what the prophet says is, everyone who's thirsty, come on. We got plenty water right here. We got water for you. And he says, oh, thank you. And we got water for you. There's enough water for everybody. And you know how much it costs? This is what the prophet says. I couldn't believe it. It's free. Nada. Nothing. Gratis. What's free in Hawaiian? Mahi, what is it? Manawahi. Okay. It's that too. And that's what's so cool about this lesson from the gospel or from the Old Testament. When he says, ho, come on, you guys. He's not saying, ho, I want you to come so I can sell you some snake oil or I can sell you something brand new or take your offering and make $1 million. He says, I want you to come and drink from God's fountain of grace and love, and it's free. It's free. That's what free means. You don't need to pay. And that's how God's love is. That you don't have to be just right or just perfect or just have everything in the right way in order for God to make a covenant. Yeah, you just got to be how you are. And God says, who's the fountain for then? Who's the baptismal fountain for? Who's the water and the love of God for? Is it just for those special people over there? It's for you, no matter who you happen to be. And when we drink of God's love, when we're really thirsty, because we're really thirsty sometimes for God's love, when we drink of it, we just go, listen, this is the proper way. This is how everybody should take communion. You slurp it down and you drink it and you go, oh, that's good. And so that's God's love. It's part of what we do in the church, is that we're the ones who get to tell the world, oh, come to the fountain. God's love is for you. So here's to God. Drink it down. You're just quicker than most Christians.